Something About Mary, Totus Tuus.
Hi, my name's Paula. I'm from Jamaica, and Our Lady is, she's my mother, she's my friend, she's my confidant. I love her dearly. I have real warmth and glow in my heart for her. And I do get upset when people don't love her enough. She's just so gentle and just warm, and just thinking of her, imagining her voice, just brings an absolute smile to my face. I couldn't possibly love her without loving her son, so definitely she helps me to love her son so much more. She's everything. I'm surprised and disappointed in myself that I didn't love her when I was younger, or more when I was younger. Because of how I feel about her now, I feel like I've missed out on a lot of time not loving her in this way, not honoring her in this way. And I'd encourage anyone, Catholic, non-Catholic, just to have a talk with her. You know, she lived it. You know, she was the first quintessential woman. She is the quintessential woman. You know, we might say, oh, we're modern women now, but she was it back then. You know, she was a modern woman in the biblical times, fighting, standing up for truth and justice. And how amazing is she? My all-time favorite story in the Bible is the wedding feast at Cana, because it really does show us how amazing and wonderful Our Lady is, and how amazing and wonderful our Lord recognized her to be. You know, I always picture Jesus dancing, and she just says to him, they need wine, and he had to stop dancing to make sure that people get wine. And that's just how phenomenal she is, and I absolutely love her.